When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's over now, so don't worry about it. We're good.
You want to say goodbye? Say bye-bye.
Bye, Evie.
You just hear the heavy breathing.
He's like, I got a phone. Leave me alone, Mama.
Good job. You did it.
Elizabeth Reese, today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, a little five-second showdown. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on social media. My Talk 107.1, Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. We'll be back after this.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone,
and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I talk with 7-1, everything entertainment, everything.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, it's going to be only 53 today, so it's a perfect soup day. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and Kenny is off. He's turkey hunting today. I believe it's turkey or what?
I think it's deer.
Hunting.
Yeah.
Is it deer?
I think it's bow season for deer right now. And then the next week is guns.
I don't have a sound effect for it. Yeah, so I literally jumped the gun. I apologize. There's a little deer there. But Kenny will be back with us tomorrow. More TV talk. We'll start light and then get to Dawn, because Lex, I'm like you. I totally forgot to watch Chappelle.
Whoops.
So, Dawn, thank you for actually pulling the weight here, because I forgot, because I was too busy watching Sex, Love, and Goop. I don't know why I'm watching this.
So, is this Gwyneth Paltrow's show, or are these two separate things, Sex and Love and then Goop?
No, Sex, Love, and Goop is what it's called.
Okay.
So it's different from her other one with the exploration of
this is
things.
Well, I think so. Lex, I don't know.
Okay, because I watched that one.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I don't know if this is a second season. I don't think so. Let me just
that
click
was
on.
Goop I Lab won. That I watched.
Oh, then this is different, my love. This okay. is. Let me see if this is only one season. Yes.
Okay.
Only one season. So, courageous couples journey toward more pleasurable sex and deeper intimacy with help from Gwyneth Paltrow and a team of experts. I watched episode one.
All right.
They're about 40 minutes long. And that description is basically what it is. I believe there are four or five couples. And they are all in different stages of sexual, not turmoil, but sexual question marks.
Oh, like, I feel like I would like to watch this.
Well, this was actually fascinating. I will tell you. For instance, the one couple sat down with one of the experts who, you know, when you, I forgot what the personality test is called, but it's the love language test. You know, mm-hmm. what's your love language? Is it giving? Is it blah, 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 blah? Well, there's a sex version of that. Are you, what kind of sexual being are you? Are you a being that's turned on by, rather bluntly, the physical touching of your privates, of visuals? Are you turned on by the energy of the other person? I forgot what that one's called. Are you turned on by kink? Now, and right there, that word, and she talked about this, right there, that word, immediately people go to whips and chains and candle wax. And she goes, no. It doesn't have to go from 0 to 60. And so these couples first took this sex test. And what you find is that these couples, this one in particular, the guy's lowest, he scored the lowest on kink. And then his wife, it was her highest. So it's the working on coming to a happy medium of like how to make, you know, bring him pleasure and how to. It was fascinating because they literally put these couples through an exercise, which I said to Colin, I've been on television and had cameras pointed at me for 25 years, but I will tell you, I give these, this is not a joke, I give these couples such credit because A, I know they're helping other couples, and B, they are courageous.
It's vulnerable.
It is, because this one woman, the couple that I'm referring to that took the sex test, the sex, you know, scale test.
Yeah.
They have her undress to the point where she's comfortable. So rather bluntly, she's in her underwear and a bra. And she's laying on her belly. And then the therapist has the husband, because remember, this is the wife. This is the wife that likes kink, is her number one. She has the husband do different things to her. Like with these, like, for instance, this is the part that I was like, well, I'm going to talk about this on the radio show.
I'm scared.
She pulls out this basket of tools, not tools, but just devices. And one of them is like a Wolverine claw that you put on your hand and you gently rub the Wolverine. So the husband gently
like a little
rubbed
tickle.
The Wolverine claw on the back of her knee and she got a sensation. And the whole exercise was to prove it's not just about, you can be aroused not just in the private area, but there are all sorts of areas.
Erogenous zones.
And it was so interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
Did she like the fact that it was Wolverine's claw?
Or she didn't know what it was. Oh, she
did. And the husband was really, you could tell.
He's like, he didn't.
Well, because remember, Kink was listed last for him.
Yeah.
So he was at the very beginning, you could tell he was using humor. He kept making jokes.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he was uncomfortable probably for several reasons. A, a camera crew. B, he's doing this to his wife in front of a therapist and a crew. And C or number three, this isn't his thing. But when he would see, when he was seeing that she got pleasure, that was turning him on.
Aha, see?
And he didn't expect that.
He's going to dress as Wolverine, the complete costume next time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called Sex, Love, and Goop. I will continue to watch and report back, but we haven't, we only met two of the couples. And the other two are just in a rut, which so many people. There was a line that this mother said, and then I want to move on to Dawn. But I think it would be even as a guy, I did the Oprah bing, 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 bing. I think it is for mothers. I know when this mother said this, other mothers probably feel this way. She said, I had two kids, and after I had the kids, the thought of my body taking care of anybody else was exhausting to me.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, you know, it's just my whole life is wrapped up in these kids. Mm. I'm paraphrasing here. But, you know,
these
so my
husband,
you know, I my body is being used to take care of these kids. So the thought of my body taking care of my husband is the last thing I'm thinking about or the last thing I desire. She said it much better and in a way that I went, wow, even as a gay man, that's obviously not a mother. I went, wow, that is probably relatable to so many women, the way she said it. Mm. My point in bringing that example up is that's the other couple. I think no matter who you are, no matter what your marriage is like, no matter what your relationship is like, if you're not married, I think there's probably a couple in this series that you will see a little bit of you in. I liked it way more than I thought I would. I thought I was, to be very honest with you, I thought I was going to watch it and come on here and make fun of Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's kind of the thing to do these days. But Gwyneth, yes. The stuff she's putting out, she has a higher goal here that she's reaching. And she's just like, I don't care, I'm going to keep doing this, whether it's talking about psychedelics or whether it's helping couples find love again in that way. I commend her. Yeah,
it was real good. Sex, Love, and Goop on Netflix.
Awesome.
Speaking of Netflix, let's turn to Dawn now. Dawn, you watched the Dave Chappelle special that is still in the news.
Remember when we talked about Katie Couric, the article about her? Katie Couric is not for everyone.
Yeah.
I would say Dave Chappelle is not for everyone. So, of all, you have to know whether or not you like irreverent comics going into this. If you like George Carlin, Richard Pryor back in the day, Lenny Bruce, Eddie Murphy, my gosh, some of the stuff in his other specials back, I mean, my gosh, wouldn't go over well now.
No, Delirious.
I feel like I really enjoyed, maybe it's because I have tried stand-up comedy and it's extremely difficult to know whether or not you're funny, how you're telling the story. I enjoyed the mechanics of how Dave Chappelle makes people laugh. I will say that he makes fun of everyone in this special because the big controversy is that he makes fun of, or the trans community is upset with him, and Netflix has been pressured to pull the special, especially the employees that work at Netflix. They don't want that to be on the platform. So I completely understand why trans people would be offended by this. I really do.
Do you?
But I will say that he makes fun of everyone. In this, he makes fun of the Me Too movement. I mean, he really does the mechanics of how he sets up a joke, just to look at it plainly and pull back the curtain. You know, what's the wizard doing in the Wizard of Oz back there? You know, I respect him as a comic. Of course, to say that I liked it is controversial, but it's hard for me to say that because I don't want to offend anyone out there and agree with something that highly offends them. So just know that looking at all of it, I saw equal distribution of poking fun at, or really, I mean, it's over the top with everything he talks about. And you're bound, everybody is bound to get offended if you're going to go into it like that.
Ready to
so,
be offended.
So, it's tough. It really is tough because you don't want people who are having such a hard time being noticed and recognized as human beings to be torn down in any way.
When it's already tough.
When it's already tough.
Yeah.
So I do understand.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
But I also see an equal distribution of that with every topic he brings up in this. It is just, I mean, he's doing it on purpose. And I do think he's a good guy. If you really listen to him, if you really listen to what he's saying, it's the way people take him. And then the way he forms a joke around that is a shocking, like, he'll get you to like him. It's like Louis C.K. with, like, he'll tell you all about himself and then he will pull you in, and it is brilliant. And then he'll say something that's so just off the wall that you go, ah, you know what I mean? But you're still laughing.
We have to break, but I think one of the things I know Lex and I, we are both in agreement of this. I wanted to ask you, Dawn, because I wanted to see, it was one of the reasons I wanted to watch it, when he would tell the jokes about the trans community, was it mean-spirited? You know what I mean by that? Was it vile? Was it harsh? Was there like hate in his heart visible?
I don't feel like there was. I feel like he is making fun of the whole bathroom situation, you know, like how he would feel about it. But then he also brings up other points that are like, it's worse because other people outside of the bathroom are doing things like this in Walmart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the bathroom you shouldn't be worried
about. Don't worry about that. Worry about DaBaby who just shot somebody. You know, he makes fun of DaBaby, the rapper, who literally shot someone in Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you've got that, and then you've got what DaBaby said in his concert, which was highly offensive to gay people. But the fact that what was ruining his career was the comments about gay people and AIDS, but everyone's forgetting about the fact that he murdered someone. So that's the kind of thing that he does. I would just be interested to see what you guys have to say. But I do respect that people are offended. I want to say that. Please don't say that I'm not feeling your pain if it offends you.
Absolutely. Hashtag speak the truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your truth. When we come back, Elizabeth Reese with the rest of the headlines of the day right after this.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
Is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming on our My Talk app. Let's get caught up with the headlines of the day and the dirt lit with Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys. And if you hear a little tiny human, it's because, you know, when people ask me how I do it all, I say I absolutely don't. Things are falling through the cracks. So I've got a one-year-old. His name is Heathcliff, and he likes to grab the microphone.
Oh, he's on your lap? Your lap.
He's just right here. Yeah, we kind of had a timing issue today with when he woke up, and this is what we get, guys.
He also refused to go downstairs, I heard.
Yeah, he was just not having it. He said, like, no. The only thing he knows how to do, Lex, is shake his head. No.
Right. He thinks no.
Right,
yeah.
He says...
Oh my gosh.
Listen to that.
That's you.
Human aggression.
You're saying hi to all my friends?
Oh my God, our ovaries are exploding over here.
I know. Get another one. Just do it. They're so sweet. He loves the microphone. Okay, speaking of friends, though, let's talk about the sad death of James Michael Tyler at the age of 59. And if you scroll through your social media feed and you follow like Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston or anybody of the sort, they are all posting about just what a joy he was when he played Gunther on Friends. And he died early yesterday morning, and he had publicly opened up about his cancer for the first time in June. But this has just been so sad for the team there. And, you know, and I think especially in wake of just doing the Friends reunion and the 25 years and all of that. And they've all stayed connected for a long time, but particularly with that reconnection. In June, he said, I've been dealing with that diagnosis for almost the past 3 years. It had been stage 4 late stage cancer. And he said, so eventually, you know, it's probably going to get me. And he had been undergoing chemotherapy. He did a hormone therapy that worked really well, but then the cancer really progressed throughout his body, throughout his spine and all of that. So it was just very, very sad.
So young.
Well, it was great that he was able to participate even via Zoom with the big reunion last year or earlier this year.
I love that. I need to rewatch that reunion. It just popped up on HBO Max again. And I was like, oh, because I watched it and really loved it. And I think I would like to watch it a second time just to take it all in. Hey, you know what else I watched this weekend, you guys? That What Happened to Brittany Murphy?
did you?
Yeah, okay, have you seen that at all?
No.
So
we need to watch it?
It's 2 episodes. Okay, well, here's what happened. I know, Heathy doesn't think you needed to watch it. It's 2 episodes of a docu. It's like a documentary. Here's what I'll tell you. And I don't want to spoil anything for you. But it really paints her husband as a very, very, very bad guy. And that sort of being the end of it. It doesn't really offer you any other answers to how she died, how he died, all of that, which, you know, was just so mysterious. And there were so many bizarre headlines about it, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because they died 5 months apart of similar symptoms,
of basically the same thing. Yeah, like pneumonia. Uh-huh. And then they were on tons of drugs. The guy, the sheriff, I know this is my life, who went and investigated said that I think on Simon Monjack's nightstand, they found like 90 different bottles of medication.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, 90.
Wow, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no.
90?
Wow. Tons of stuff.
Are they all prescribed to him?
Prescribed to her, and then prescribed to aliases.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Which is kind of a common thing, like to prescribe stuff to an alias.
Yes, if you have a separate identity, you know.
He's under the table with my phone.
He's having a different identity right now.
Yeah.
You never give me this thing. It's unbelievable.
It's Christmas.
I can't believe it. Everybody loves their phone. But I do think it's worth watching. It was certainly interesting to look back at her career. And to look back at what an incredible actress she was, and then to look at all of the other forces. You know, she was like an early 2000s famous actress, and the pressures that were on women during that time to look a certain way were just so intense. You know, we've been talking about that with like Britney Spears and Jessica Simpson and all of this stuff. And so I think to look at how that impacted her and her weight and her relationship with Ashton Kutcher and all of that was really intense. I don't know what to tell you guys. I got a baby right here, and he's just squawking.
Wow, he's so excited about that.
Jason and Dawn, did either of you know that St. Mary's University has a Bachelor in Science degree in Applied Psychology now?
You mean St. Mary's University right here in the Twin Cities?
Yes, I did hear that. And it's fully online, too. So it's a great option for busy working adults. There's such a demand for careers in counseling, social services, school psychology, and human resources that a degree in applied psychology can provide the foundational knowledge needed.
The best part is that this is a degree completion program, meaning you can transfer past credits. Also, you can earn college credit using work and life experience. And you can complete this program in as few as 2 years.
So cool. I've heard great things about St. Mary's University. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are there and want you to succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or enter my talk keyword St. Mary's.
We'll be with you. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
How many bacon packages do you look at before you find one you like? Well, Oscar Mayer knows just what you're looking for. Bacon that cooks up like this, with nice, even slices and the best balance of fat to lean. At Oscar Mayer, that's the way we select our bacon, too. Before you ever see it, you get consistently high-quality bacon every time. Mm-hmm. Because we do what you do before you do it. Mm-hmm. Oscar Mayer. America's best-selling bacon. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We do what you do before you do it.
That's right.
We do, Lex. We do what you do before you do better.
Do better. You didn't have to
did
do
you
it.
Say do?
Be because better. We did it before you
we
do
it. We
did
it before you. Huh? Welcome back to the program. We call it Jason and Alexis in the Morning. And if you can't listen to us live, listen to us when it's convenient for you on our My Talk app. Thank you. And while you're there.
Cheap date. That's what we are.
Yeah. Very, very cheap.
Yep.
While you're there, download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers out today, out right now. We drop new episodes every other week. And this one's all about their new Lightning Lane Disney Genie Plus system. Oof. My goodness. I got to tell you, just a cluster. So anyway,
great.
Yeah. So thank you in advance. Go listen to it. It's a good one. It'll help you if you're going to plan a trip. 8:34 is the time. I'm so sorry that Kenny's not here because Lex, we know this is his favorite, right, Lex?
Yeah.
This is
his favorite. Yeah.
This is absolutely his favorite thing that we do. And it's a little ditty that we call 5 Second Showdown.
Very well. You have 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game. 5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Okay. Here we go. I'm just so sad Kenny's not here. Okay.
Have to play it right when he gets back.
Now, let's hope it's not a repeat of the last time we played this last week where Lex got things like name 3 colors. And then I
name
got
pizza toppings.
Yeah. And I got things like
one.
Name 3 emperors of Japan. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
my God. Like, right. But she did get name 3 kingdoms. And she said kingdom come. And that's
kingdom come.
Which
and that
made
ended
me
the game.
Laugh hysterically this morning when I heard it in the replay.
Yeah. Name 3 streets in Baghdad. I mean, it was like, okay, yeah. That's basically what I got last week. So,
oh, no.
Here we go. Alexis, you ready to begin?
Yes, let's do this.
Here we go. Alexis.
Yes.
Name 3 things you can put on a snowman.
A carrot, hat, scarf.
Oh, my God.
The universe is really loving her lately, Dawn. It really is.
Yes.
She's getting these easy ones.
Thank you, 5 second countdown app.
Oh, now damn it. Now this is going to be easy for Dawn, too.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
I hate you, game. Here we go. Dawn, name 3 characters from Lord of the Rings.
Glowin. I'm sorry. I'm blanking out.
Oh.
I had a rough night. I got very little sleep. I just said one dwarf. That's it.
You said one dwarf.
Glowing. That's it.
Not even the rest of them.
Not, I didn't even make one
sleepy,
up like blowing.
Sneezy. Yeah.
Poopie. Pipi.
Pipi. Poopie. Pipi.
The panic. The panic.
Yeah. Okay, Dawn, you want to give me one?
Yeah, I've got
okay,
one.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you've got them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got,
okay.
I spent $4 a month on this app. I got to use at least once
oh, okay.
a month.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. Jason?
Yeah.
I'm going to spell this for you so you're not confused, okay?
Oh, God damn it. Now, see right away. You've got to spell it to me. Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, the word is petals, P-E-D-A-L-S, okay? Petals, not petals. Okay. Name okay. three objects with petals.
A tricycle, bicycle, unicycle.
Oh, good job.
Yeah!
That is great.
Yes.
Great
very
job.
Nice.
I'm coming back strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just never know what you're going to get in the app, Jace. You know?
Okay. This one's dumb. I'm going to fast forward past that. I don't even know what this means.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky Alexis, then, I guess.
Yeah. What was it?
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. It has, it was named three writing pads. I don't even know what that means.
Writing
yeah,
pads?
Anyway.
Like stone okay. or a clipboard?
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay.
Stay
here
straight.
We go. Okay. Alexis.
Yes.
Name three types of indoor plants.
Succulents. Oh, I'm only thinking of different succulents. I should have said succulents. I should have said the different cacti.
As one does.
Hey, glowing.
Oh, I mean, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Succulents and glowing.
Yeah.
That's
man.
Okay.
That's all we got.
That's all right.
I didn't have a hard night last night. I have no excuse other than I said broad and I should have gone narrow.
That's fine. Here we go, Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn.
Oh, God.
Name three jobs you can find in a hospital.
Nurse, doctor, and tech person.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, Jason.
We're killing this.
Well, we are.
Okay.
We are doing pretty well.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
All right, Jason.
Yes.
Name three animals you wouldn't want as a pet.
A bear, a cheetah, and a cougar.
Yeah.
I love your energy. Yes. Great.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to have to be that enthusiastic next time. I'm trying to calm myself down.
Yeah.
Then we get too excited.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Alexis.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Name three things that make sex good.
Oh, physical touch, cuddling, and sleepy time. You sleep well.
Sleepy time.
Yeah, you get good sleep.
Oh, okay.
Because you've done all that physical activity.
Okay. I think we should accept that.
We got to give it to her, Dawn. We got to give her sleepy time. I mean, it's true. You roll
it's a
over.
Tea,
it's like,
and it's a good thing about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, Dawn. Dawn.
Yes.
Name three mountains.
Mount Fuji, Mount Vesuvius, Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh,
yes!
You got it, girl. You got it. You're killing it. Okay.
Yes, yes.
My turn, Dawn.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
Jason.
God. Now I know why you guys get stressed with
wait.
This.
Okay. That's name three pizza toppings. We can't do that because Alexis had that last time.
Lisa had that last time. Pepperoni, sausage, and onions.
Hey, it's your dumb app and your dumb game. So don't
I was laughing at how easy yours were on Friday.
Yes.
And again, mine was, you know, name three emperors of Japan.
It happens. It happens.
Okay, here we go. Name, Jason, name
yes.
three famous Anns.
Anne Margaret, Anne Klein, and Anne of the Seven Seas.
Is that a dressing, a salad dressing, Anne of the Seven Seas? What is it? Is that real?
Anne of the Seven Seas.
It's a dressing.
Anne yeah. Seven. Is she a real person?
Oh, Anne of the Seven Gables.
The Gables are,
oh,
but the
wait,
Seven
wait,
Seas.
Anne of the Seven Seas?
Anne of
Seas?
Green Gables, Seven Seas.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's the series.
It is a Amber part of this series.
Oh, yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow, nice. That was obscure.
Wow.
Girl, just saying. You
yeah.
know.
That's great.
Okay, let's do.
I don't think any of us were keeping score.
No,
I
don't let's do well, one
we
more.
Don't, no. Who cares?
We don't care. We don't care.
We're just let's having
do,
fun.
Let's do one more round. Here we go. Alexis.
Yes.
Name three items for babies.
Your rattle blanket and bottle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was like three pizza toppings for her. This
yeah,
is...
living that life right oh. now.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, Dawn, you
oh,
ready?
No. Ooh,
yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Name three rock and roll frontmen.
Mick Jagger, John Bon Jovi, and Eddie Vedder.
Yes!
Yes, Dawn!
Nice!
Okay, okay one more. One Jason? More.
All right, here we
Jason,
go. Yes, see. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No.
Name,
no.
Name three reasons why you don't like shopping.
Too expensive, I don't have my coupons, and the store is busy.
Oh! Yes!
Yes!
Yes.
Yes. I thought you were going to have a hard time with that because I know you like to shop.
I do, but there's three reasons okay. right there. People in there. That's yeah. another yep. one. Yeah, yep. other people. 8:42. When we come back, I have today's Jump the Shark right after this. Man, I'm up to something. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Monday, kicking off a brand new week. Raw her on my talk. In my talk, 1071.com and on our app.
Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah. All over the place. And on the website, don't forget to get tickets to Project Down and Dirty Construction. That's coming up next week.
Wow.
I can't.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Already.
Already. Already it's here. Feels like just yesterday that you were wearing a hard hat, Lex.
Yeah.
And now.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. We got to wear those.
Yep.
I yeah, won't have to do that. My hair that week.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. I'm going to have to for the braids. Show, but it's Fisher Price, so it doesn't really move that much.
Oh, yeah. Braids. Good idea.
Oh,
let's do braids.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal. Can you French braid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll French braid your
let's
hair.
Do each other's hair. We that'll can be do great.
Yes, please.
Yeah. A grease slumber party. Every day, we name a person, place, or thing that has jumped the shark, and I have today's.
Fire up the book. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumbamundo.
In my teasing of the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers, which is actually out right now, go ahead and download that on your way to work. I kind of gave away what the Jump the Shark is. And sadly, today it's Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse and
oh,
Pluto
no.
and Goofy and Donald and Daisy. I am fearful that this new system that is rolled out that you're hearing about, maybe in your Google News or whatever, it's called Disney Genie and Disney Genie Plus, which is a kind of an intuitive app that's supposed to help you plan your day at the parks. That's free. And that's lovely. But the Disney Genie Plus, which, by the way, aren't we sick of all of these companies just putting a plus by everything? Anyway.
Yeah, it feels lazy.
Yeah. Anyway, Disney Genie Plus is what you buy in addition to your ticket. It's $15 a day per person per ticket.
What do you get with that?
You get to make reservations one ride at a time to skip the standby line. So you get, like, let's say you get to the park at 9 a.m., Alexis.
Okay.
And you log on to Disney Genie Plus. It's you and Angel.
Okay.
And you both, you spend the $30. You both subscribe to the Plus for the day.
Okay.
And then you look at the app. You're like, okay, what ride can we go on? And the app will tell you which ones are available at what time.
Okay.
So you're like, oh, look, Space Mountain's available from 10:15 to 11:15. It's an hour window. You go, okay, bloop, and you press it. And you have to return to that ride within that 1 hour window. And you go on an expedited line called the Lightning Lane. And that line is shorter than the normal standby free line, which can be, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 2 hour waits.
Wow.
But you can only get one of those at a time. The
so
reason,
no more fast passes.
No more. This is what the new fast pass is. So the reason I'm naming this Jump the Shark is, did you hear what I purposely said, what I said in a very specific way? Did you all hear all of those terms I just threw out?
Yeah, I know them because I have been there with you.
Yeah.
All but I heard was... You...
Exactly. Thank you, Alexis. You're back. Yeah.
I understood it, but I you also under... yeah. have questions, even as exactly. somebody who has done the parks with you twice.
Yes. And Alexis is hearing white noise.
Yeah.
That is why
I have my Disney expert. She lives exactly. in Kissimmee, and we just go with Lauren. Yeah. Like, yeah. tell us what to do. Okay, great.
Exactly.
And you're a podcast, of course, too.
Yes. No, Lauren, yeah, I've seen your, yeah.
Yeah.
You, it is, I'm naming it Jump the Shark because it is overwhelming. And I feel for all of you that are taking your family, because I hear from you. I literally, I was at this bar called Shortstop at Anoka over the weekend. And Lex, I sat there, this very sweet couple next to me at a high top. She came over. She's a My Talker from way back. She was delightful. And she goes, can I ask you a Disney question? And she goes, I don't mean to bother you. I go, no, it gives me such joy. Truly. I'm horrible at small talk. Everyone knows that. But if you want to get me real happy and see me real comfortable, girl, I can talk about Disney all day long. So I sat there and I worked with her to pick out the right hotel for her and her husband.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there and I'm realizing if I was this couple taking their kid for the first time and I didn't know any of this terminology, it is overwhelming. These vacations are supposed to be relaxing. Ugh. But if the parents are on their phone the entire time trying to figure out where on the app are the tickets and then
yes.
how do I get the ride? That poor kid is sitting there while their parents are trying to figure out for 15, 20 minutes how to make their day more enjoyable. It should just be a little easier. And that's why this system, look, once everyone gets used to it, it'll be fine. And there's always kinks to work out when something new comes along. And we as a human race do not like change. I'm taking all that into consideration, but .. still, it is so convoluted now.
Well, and you have to have a smartphone.
There's
a lot of people who aren't in that boat, and they're already out because of that alone. Even Genie Plus, get the app. They can't play.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
And no,
that's
you can't.
So unfortunate.
It is, and it takes the spontaneity out of going to the parks for people that just want to go, what do we want to do next?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. And this is supposed to, you know, it will make it more fair because everyone gets the same shot. You don't have to plan months in advance. So there are some positives. I am just focusing on the fact that all of this new terminology, if I'm a novice going to Walt Disney World for the first time, my goodness, I feel bad for them. And we are here for you. So if you need, we are here for you. So
another $15 if you're taking like six people, it's another $15 a day per person.
That's expensive.
You're already paying $1,000 to get in there with
So
I mean,
is it $100 to get in these days or $200?
Oh, it's more than that. It's like $130,
like
$140.
$4,000 each
person? $4,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the new episode kind of goes into this. Download it now wherever you find your podcast. Right now, though, that's going to do it for us. If you're a kid listening, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Donna and Steve up next. Bye for now.
Baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.